If you order a margarita pizza, you're getting cheese. If you order bacon, you're getting ham. If you order chips, you're getting fries. That's right. I'm here in the Emerald Isle, Ireland, for St. Paddy's Day. I'm your host, Clay Ivy, and this is the Group of Owners Podcast. Oh, what's up, everybody, and a very special welcome, as always, to all you peeping Toms watching this on YouTube. This is a very special episode coming straight from Ireland. I do want to say, I think it's probably better if you always watch the podcast, watch it on YouTube, but this one particular, a very visual episode. If you're just listening, have fun, listen along, but you might want to check in on YouTube and give it a watch, because we got a lot of great footage from Ireland. We're having a great time here. St. Paddy's Day just happened yesterday. The whole country's hungover today, baby. National holiday. Let's get it in America, too. Here in Ireland, it's a national holiday, St. Paddy's Day. And because it fell on a Sunday, they get the Monday off, which works out better. It's like the day after New Year's in America is National Hangover Day. Every day in Ireland is National Hangover Day, but especially the day after St. Paddy's Day because of all that. A good Guinness! That's right, baby, good Guinness! I'll tell you this. I had heard the Guinness in Ireland was better than the States. But you hear that from everywhere. You know, the French are like, yo, you can't get a good croissant. And, you know, that's not real Mexican food above the border. And I figured it was the same thing. But let me tell you, it's a fucking art here. Okay? Like, you don't just go order a Guinness and they pour it and hand it to you. That's not how it works. Barton and Erica, my brother and sister-in-law, they made that mistake when they first moved here. The bartender set the glass down. They just grabbed it. He said, I've never seen that before. You don't want to get embarrassed, because it's an art here. They pour the first bit of Guinness. Yeah, leave about that much room in the top. And then they set it there, and it just kind of settles. And that's how you let them know you're a pro. You don't touch it. You don't mess with it. You can even walk away. Walk away from the pub. Take the other drinks you ordered. Go sit at your table. Go chill. Because it's going to take a second. They wait for it to settle. Then they hit it with that other pour. And then it fills up the perfect amount of shit. What's that called? Head, you know? God, I should know that. I love head. What can I say? I should know it. So they fill it up. It's fucking delicious. And then you take your first sip, and I'll show you a picture. I'll show you a video. You try to split the G.
No.
So one thing that's super cool here is that every single Guinness you get poured will be in a Guinness glass. Always. And for the most part, any beer you get will be in that beer maker's glass. You get a Heineken. Oh my God. The Heineken drafts here are something else. They are delicious. You get a Carlsberg. That's in a Carlsberg glass. And I'll tell you this. The other thing that's kind of crazy, the American beer that I see everyone drinking here is Coors Light. And I want to tell them that it's not really, you know, my cup of tea, to mix drink metaphors. But they seem to like it here. They drink a lot of Coors. But the Guinness is the big thing. And they'll tell you, good Guinness. And they'll kind of argue about which place has the best Guinness. Now, I will say this. I couldn't tell the difference between the places. It's definitely different than the United States. But I couldn't tell a difference between the bars or the pubs here. My gosh. I'll tell you. You heard Pastor Justin and I a couple podcasts ago talking about the number of churches. It's something like 350,000 churches in America. Now, to give you just an idea of what that's like, there are like 14,000 McDonald's. Okay, so churches are everywhere. As many churches as we have, they have pubs. I mean, it's insane. There is a pub on every corner. No, there's a pub on every corner, and then there are several pubs between the corners. And all of them are full. All of them are doing a good business. You go in there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and good luck getting a seat. It's awesome, though. So we had a fantastic time out here for St. Patrick's Day. They do it right. They do it green. They do it big. And then they take a day off, and that's what it's all about. So St. Patrick, the historical figure. It's kind of hard to peg where he was, 4th, 5th century. There's some argument. I'm not going to get into it too deeply, but there's actually a two Patrick's theory, which has been passed on, that, you know, this idea that maybe some of the things that one man did were attributed to another, and that we kind of just combine them. But St. Patrick is the reason we have St. Patrick's Day. He drove the snakes out of Ireland. Now, if you've ever been here, you'd know that no snakes, no amphibians, nothing fucking cold-blooded could live here for more than a second, because it's rainy and cold, so there weren't any snakes to drive out. We think snakes probably mean the pagans. So I think that's what happened, but he is St. Patrick. He was, you know, before the traditional canonization of the church. So, but he does have a feast day, which is March 17th. Now at the parade I was at, they announced that it was St. Patrick's birthday, but in actuality, it's the day we think he died. And that makes more sense with Christianity, because boy, we love them death days. We were talking about, you wear the cross for Christ because of how he died. And we always think, well, how interesting would it have been if it had been a more modern savior and he had been, persecuted and put to death via the electric chair. And then we all just walk around with our chains and little electric chairs hanging there. But this got us talking about a whole lot of Christian symbols, which is super interesting. So, and also kind of what are traditionally Christian symbols that may not still carry the same meaning to people today. So, for instance, St. Peter, the very first pope who carried the church on from Jesus, he was also crucified. He was a martyr, and he did not think it was appropriate for him to die in the same way of Christ, so he actually was crucified upside down. So we think of, well, I'm not going to include myself, but a lot of people think of the upside down cross as kind of like the exorcist or Satan, but it's actually a very holy symbol, the upside down cross representing St. Peter. So learn a lot of stuff over here in Ireland, having a blast. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get the background. If you're seeing a background right now and it's a car and a house, that's my brother's car. That's my brother's house. And if you're seeing the Cliffs of Moher, that's where we just got back from, the beautiful Cliffs of Moher. And wow, producer Stephanie took this gorgeous shot and had a blast. I've loved the nature here. It's been incredible. I've gone through the forests, gone to some national parks. Had just an absolutely wonderful time. It does rain like a motherfucker. I mean, it just never stops. Now, to be fair, though, beautiful weather for St. Paddy's Day. So glad that he could part the skies for us and let the sun shine through. A wonderful parade. We were in a Dare yesterday, a little town in Ireland. I've had a blast in the little towns. I've had probably more fun in the little towns than I had in Dublin. So we'll be right back with a word from our sponsor. I'm going to go to the pub, and then I'll be back on the cast.
Hold on. You just get it higher.
Plenty
noise to make the pub.
That's probably
going to
work.
They're followed by the St. Kieran's Heritage Association. And I know the last parade we had, they performed a battle here in front of the stage. It looks as though the battle is over, the war is won. They still have all the lights and everything. Parading around, so that's the St. Kieran's Heritage Club. Next up from Paracarry, the very famous Paracarry Ren Boys. And Gerns.
Thank you.
So, if you can't tell by the darkness, spent a little longer at the pub than I was expecting, which seems to kind of be a theme here. They say that if the whole country does it, it's not alcoholism, it's culture. Couldn't agree more. Here's to the Irish. Yeah, but on my walk home from the pub, I encountered some people that reminded me about something I want to talk about. So you can't be in Ireland too long without noticing the travelers, who are people that are often referenced as gypsies. They're not. They're totally different. They're actually genetically different. We're not exactly sure, or researchers aren't sure, when the travelers as a community started. It could have been during the Cromwell. It could have been even earlier. But basically, they've always been somewhat persecuted. And unfortunately, that's still going on today. So when we were in a pub on St. Patrick's Day, some travelers came in and they refused service. The bar did. They didn't want more of the travelers to come along, and so they refused them service. And to me, it's absolutely a disgusting principle, a disgusting policy. You're just discriminating based on people being different than you are. It's the same thing that was happening in America forever, still happening, but we had, you know, absolutely enforced segregation. And this is something that's happening here. And it's sad to watch when you see it firsthand. You can kind of notice them. They had to be pointed out to me, but you start, the longer I imagine you're here, the more you kind of notice that they're around and can kind of spot them. They have a little bit of like the pea blinders haircut, and the women do their appearances in a different way than others, than more mainstream. But one of the saddest things is the health outcomes. Over half. This is crazy. Over half of travelers die before they're 39. The number one cause of death, like 22% for males, is accidents, traffic accidents in particular. There are some other things health-wise. Their research says, I obviously don't know, I'm not a biologist, but research says there are genetic differences, that they are their own race, the travelers. So that's interesting. But the health outcomes have been terrible. They're also extremely high suicide rates. And let me just get this one stat right quick. All right, so here's the stat that I was trying to find. 80% of travelers die before the age of 65, which is just absolutely just terrible. 10% approximately of traveler children die before their second birthday. And there are 10 times more driving fatalities within the traveler community. It's horrible. For the general population, 2.6% of all adult deaths were under the age of 25 versus 32% for travelers. That 10% that die before their second birthday, that's compared to just 1% of the population. And traveler men are over 6 times more likely to commit suicide. It's a very sad situation. They're not getting the help they need. Society's kind of turning a blind eye to them, and it's terrible. Let's see one more thing here. And so there have been some fairly recent reports coming out for the Ombudsman for Children, I believe is what it was called, describing the condition or the accommodations provided to travelers as, quote, deplorable. So a lot of these negative outcomes have to be at least somewhat caused by the lack of accommodations or the lack of access that they have to things that what they called settled people have access to. They're not being granted the same access. And I saw it in something as simple as a pub or a restaurant or a hotel. They're not making the accommodations for these people. It's a really sad situation. I know that's not what this podcast is about, but this podcast is about making people happy. It is about helping your fellow man. It is about feeling good. And we can only do that if we're all on that train, all on that wagon. And so we have to look out for those who are the least amongst us, who are having the most negative outcomes. And the travelers certainly fit in that category. And I think we need to do what we can to help them. So next up, I'd like to show you, this was my absolute favorite thing that I saw while I was here. This was at the parade for St. Patrick's Day. This man, you're going to see his juggling skills are phenomenal, but even more than that, I was impressed by his comedy. Absolutely hilarious, good crack, straight up gent, fantastic. Again, if you're listening, I'm sorry, it's not gonna do it justice. You gotta hop on here and watch. This man's amazing. I'll let him take it away.
Here we go. I'm going. Oh. Oh, who you want to? Come on, guys. Come on, Andrew, help me up. Here we go! Here we go! Oh, wait. Sorry, just before you pop, can you take your hands out of your pockets? I know what you're doing there, that's disgusting. All right, come on.
No, Charlie! Come on. Charlie!
Ready, and... Yeah, here we go. Okay, thanks, Tom. Yeah, what did you expect? Yeah, Tom, I just need to get my leg over. Okay, yeah. Tom, I'm very sorry, I just farted. Okay. All right. Now we're nearly there. Oh, sorry. Now, what's your name again? Andrew. Great memory, Andrew. Great memory. Andrew, you're having fun. That's great. Thanks, man. Do you like my show? Oh, great. Are you going to give me 10 euros at the end? 20 euros. All right, now careful, guys. Careful. Tilt the unicycle backwards. You need to have me sit in. No, forwards. Backwards. Forwards, backwards, forwards. That's great. Yeah. It's okay to laugh at the jokes. The kids don't get the jokes. If the kids get the jokes, that's the parents. So what's the matter? Tilt to my left. Tilt it backwards. Slowly. Tilt it backwards, slowly. Backwards a little bit more. Okay,
Charlie.
Now carefully.
Charlie.
Move your feet away.
Charlie.
Move your feet. Yeah. Okay, move your.
Charlie.
Don't shake it. If you shake it, I will be nervous. If I'm nervous, I pee. I don't know what you're laughing at over there. I can pee pretty far. Okay, here we go. If I'm still on top and they run away, please clap for them. They've done a great job. Okay, just everybody counts 3 to 1. Wait. Everybody at the same time. No. Everybody, not just the kids and the drunk people. This is a show for everybody.
3.
No, we've already done that number. Come on, guys, pay attention. Get everybody from 3 to 1. You guys got this. Remember, let go, then run. Yeah? Okay, ready?
3.
Wait. No. Happens at the same time. Everybody?
3, 2, 1.
Let go. Come on, give it up for the guys. Okay, thanks, guys. Okay, give me 5. Thanks for helping. Yeah, give me 5. Thanks for helping. Actually, give me 5. Careful, not so strong. Okay, I'm trying to get the head. Teresa, great memory, Teresa. Can you just hand me torch number 1? Into the hand, Teresa. The hand. Oh. Teresa, put it in. Don't make me beg, Teresa. Teresa, that's number 2. Perfect. Okay, number 2. Carefully. Number 2. No, it's okay, I'll get it. Okay, just careful. Into the hand. Closer. And now, Teresa, number 3 is a bit different. Just take a step back over there beside your kids. Everybody, she's going to throw me the torch. If it lands on my hand, big cheer for Teresa. If it misses my hand and hits a small child, we all know it was Teresa who did it. Teresa, are you ready? Now, when you throw it, don't throw like this. Don't throw like this. I'm not your ex-boyfriend, okay? I could be your next boyfriend, okay? Now, ready? Stay back. Just hold by the handle. Hold it down low. And throw head first. Okay, Teresa, I want head first. Alright. Alright, everybody, from 3 to 1.
3, 2, 1.
Amazing, thank you, Teresa. Give me 5. No, Teresa, 5 euros. Alright, here we go. Final pick of the show, folks. Thank you so much for being with me here today. I'm watching my show, celebrating Patrick's Day here in Newcastle West. Before I go any further, I have to get one thing straight.
What's going on for the
My name is Fergus. I am a traveling professional street entertainer. The reason I am here is to bring some smiles and laughter. Life can sometimes be hard, but if you can have a laugh, you've had a good time. If I've made you laugh, done my job. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to say that this here is my job. Thank you.
Good job.
And at the end of my job, I get paid. Oh, you're not laughing anymore, are you? Unfortunately, I can't come here and do this for free. I've got expenses just like everybody else. So in the tradition of street theater, I will stand beside my bag at the end of the show. People will come forward and put a little donation in. Now, I understand not everybody has cash. That's okay. That's why I have a QR code. The ticket price for the show is €5. Yeah. Now I understand that everybody has €5. If you don't have five, €1 or €2 is a good donation. If you don't have €1 or €2, please keep your money. Don't just give me 10 or 20 cents. That's what you would give to a beggar. I'm not a beggar. I'm doing something here. I am a professional beggar. So here we go. I don't think I can make it any more fair than that. If that sounds fair to you, show me with a round of applause.
Boom!
Thank you. Alright, let's do it, guys. Remember, I've been working hard for you today. Kids, stay back! Wait until the end! Oh my god, this fire! I can't believe how many times I need to say it. Stay back. You put in €5, I go home a happy man. You put in €10, I go home the happiest man here. You put in €50, I go home with you. Here we go. 10 seconds, folks. Nice and loud. Help me out. Who wants to see you tonight? Who just wants to see me fall and die? Oh my god, welcome to Limerick, okay. Wow, alright guys, let's go. Nice and loud, pass me down from 10 to 1. Hold on, when I go like this, you say 10. I'll chuck it. Yeah, and...
10!
Yeah. Beautiful!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Wonderful! Okay, stop! Stop! I don't know how to stop. Okay, I'll try a double spin. Now hold your applause. It's not over until I get off. Now wait, I can see them. Now, we very much got it. You guys, great. All right. Now all the kids are going to help me out for the finale. See over there, where this kid is, step, kid step back, kid step back, and all the other kids run and surround this guy, put your hands up in the air.
Yeah, all the kids so filthy,
hands up in the air. Everybody, we're going to count from 3 to 1. I'm going to cycle forward, and they're going to catch me. Yeah. You've been making this show hell for me the whole time. Now it's my chance to pay back. All right, here we go, everybody. Let's count from 3 to 1. Everybody, 3, 2, 1. What the hell is wrong with you people? These are real children. Me. I'm sorry, kids, you're all going to die. In a blaze of glory. You're going to die first. Yeah. Okay, everybody, come on, let's go. 3, 2, 1.
Woo!
Thank you very much. Cheers, guys. Have a great Paddy's Day.
I hope everyone had a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. I know I did. Get you some good Guinness. We'll be back in the States next week. And from everyone at the Group of Loners podcast, it's just me. See you next Tuesday. Hey, I hope you enjoyed seeing a little bit of what it's like for St. Paddy's Day in Ireland. I had a great time. Hey, if you like this podcast, if you like what you're watching, do us a favor. The best thing you can do is subscribe. Please subscribe to wherever you're watching or listening. YouTube is the best. Please give us a like. Please leave a comment. And hey, if you get a chance, tell 3 friends about the podcast. Or if you're like me and you only have 2 friends, tell 2 friends. Tell anyone you can. Tell your mom. Would your mom like the Group of Loners podcast? If you think she would, tell her.